And once again, this is The Blob, along with my co-host, King Cow. And you're here for another edition of Vinyl Rhetoric.
King Cow.
Robert Kublar.
What is going down, my man?
I have to say that I feel like you. Because I was recording going, what the hell is wrong with this?
Yeah, there's
something's wrong. And then I played it back and I said, oh, it's coming through my speakers of my computer.
Yeah.
Oopsie.
Sometimes we just don't get it right.
Yeah. I forgot to adjust to the USB port.
Yes, I've done that. You know that.
Yeah.
It's kind of strange, but, and I know, you know, if I'm doing it, you certainly don't want to be doing it. Because that brings you down to my intellect in some instances. So I can understand how depressing that must be.
Can you see my microphone going down?
Oh, no, that was your head going up. Oh, yeah. There it is.
Yeah. I'm watching it go slowly. It was fine for the longest time. And the last couple times I've been in here, It's something, somebody, I think, hit it, or...
Could have been.
Knocked it, I don't know.
Sure.
I need to get
you those pliers again.
Yeah, or I'll just keep playing with it like I've been playing with it.
Yeah.
Because eventually it gets bigger.
It gets...
taller, harder,
yeah.
Firmer. Up more.
Turgid.
Or that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you today?
I'm okay. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. It's getting hot again.
Yeah, I'm
feeling bad for you.
Well, I've been waiting for this show to get rid of that, the afterbirth that was Boss Gags. Sorry, it was just, that was...
More than you could take?
Well, dude, you just played love songs. I'm just telling you, it was all love songs, and you're all proud of yourself. Look what I did. Well, that was funny, man.
So, for me.
So I'm going to play some, you know, some good old American rock and roll.
Okay.
You probably won't think it's rock, but...
Oh.
That's not a clue.
So now you're prejudging me.
Yes, I am prejudging you.
So, well, that's not fair. Stop it.
Okay.
Stop now.
You act like I'm touching you. You know what? He's pretending to be a girl, and I'm Jeffrey Epstein.
And I'm only 14.
Yeah, and I'm not in jail. And alive. And I didn't hang myself.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Because he didn't, did he?
Somebody hung him. Or something happened to him. So, what's new with you?
Talked to my doctor last week. Things are going well. I mean, nothing special, but, you know, I'm kind of gotta wait for my next scan before we kind of really get to talk about, you know, all the weird stuff.
Really?
Yes. Well, we did cover some of the weird stuff already in that meeting, that appointment. So that was...
I know, last night I covered some weird stuff. That was cold, so I put a blanket over me. I don't know if that's the same thing.
My youngest is now of legal drinking age.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so where'd we go last night? Dust Bowl.
Oh, the big one?
The one out west of Fulton. The one west.
The one
of,
the brewery west, the brewery one?
Yeah, yeah. That's, yes.
What'd you think?
It's okay.
Did you have any of the...
Yeah, I tried several samples.
Did you buy the sampler where you got five?
No, she just came out and gave me them.
Oh. Cool.
I couldn't decide what I wanted. And
did you have the Rapist?
No.
I mean, you know they have one called the Rapist, right?
I didn't see it on the menu.
It might have said therapist, but if you look at the word,
it's the rapist.
It's T H E.
Yep.
R A P I S T.
Yeah.
So when I went there and I ordered, can I get the rapist?
So can you go to the Chinese restaurant?
Somebody told me they go. It's the therapist. I don't know. I'm looking at the word, rapist.
The rapist. I don't know. I guess they change out their beers quite a bit.
Oh, okay.
That's probably intellectually untrue. I don't know how often they change them. I didn't ask, but
maybe they never change them.
Well, I asked because I'm a more wheat beer fan. I don't like ales or IPAs but I do like porters.
So clever! I see what you did there.
So my beer taste is not what it once was. You know, I mean, I don't get up. And
your
go,
beer
yeah,
taste or your beer appreciation my, taste?
Or
your appreciation of the flavor?
Yeah, that would be the more accurate.
Your beer taste, because I've licked you a couple times. You do not taste like beer. I haven't said, ooh, IPA, ooh,
yeah.
APA, ooh, oh,
I just don't.
Well, that's a loggerhead.
You know,
I like that foamy.
I like a blue moon.
I like a full moon.
There's a black border, black.
Whoa, what? Black Beauty Porter, black, what are you trying to say?
There's a beer I've had. It's called Black Butte Porter, and I really like that.
Are you sure it's not Black Butt?
Yeah,
Black Butt Porter.
And there was one up in Chico that I liked out of Burgers and Brews.
Burgers?
Yeah, it's a.
Did you call it Brugers?
No.
Did you call it Boogers?
Nope.
I should replay that just to make sure, because yeah. It sounded like you said some brujas and brews. Sounded like you said something other than burgers.
I like sugar and boogers.
I love sugared boogers. The salty ones are all right, too.
I just like them creamy.
When they snap back?
Well, you know.
That's.
I like it when you can chew them.
My tongue gets. I have to dry my tongue off when you stalk like that. I wonder when people listen, especially like if you're in Norwegia, or whatever that place is called, Norway. If you're in Norway and you hear two cats talking about eating boogers, yeah. Do you like, wow, this is a show I really want to listen to again and again.
Yeah.
When do they get to the music part?
Please play some music.
Do they even talk about music? What's the name of the show? Vinyl Boogers? Vinyl Rhetoric.
Vinyl Rhetoric, right.
Vinyl Rhetoric. The show even our mothers don't like. You can reach us at vinylrhetoric@gmail.com.
Yep.
Vinyl Rhetoric on Facebook.
Yep.
At @vinyl_rhetoric. On Twitter?
And that's that Twitter feed thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Find back episodes on Podbean.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, if you want to listen to the...
So if you want to go back and listen to love songs from episode 32, which weren't love songs, you can listen to that and compare it to the love songs of episode 141 and say, or was it 143? I don't know. I think it's 141.
41, yeah.
Yeah, it's, and you can compare garbage to classic awesomeness.
Yeah, I produce the garbage.
Of course you do. There's a reason.
But I'm good at it.
Yeah, there's a reason. It's called His Eminence and the Blob.
Yeah, you got to understand the concept of blob.
His
let it roll off your tongue.
Music blob. That wasn't your tongue.
Blob. Blob. Almost sounds like Bob, doesn't it?
What are you trying to say?
Blob.
What's that animated feature where the girl gets really big?
Oh, yeah. And Monsters versus Aliens.
Yeah, and then there's a blob in there.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's not very bright either. Nope. I mean, he's not bright.
Oh,
I didn't mean to say either.
Of my species, yeah, he's the brightest.
He's like one of your friends from Sternumis.
Yep, you got it.
Is that the right place?
That is it.
I haven't even thought about that for a while.
That's why you got it right. You weren't trying to figure it out or say it. You just said it.
It just came out.
Well, you know, he's not used to me being from another planet. So technically it's another galaxy.
I got to say this. I heard this on a podcast I was listening to today. There's a guy that sells...
seashells by the seashore?
Nope. Alien abduction insurance.
Really?
Yeah. So...
I wonder how big his client base is.
I don't know, but it's like it pays out. Like I think it's a $10 million policy. It pays out $1 a year for 10 million years. He said they paid two.
Wow.
Yeah, so I don't know how much they paid. So it's probably gone on for 5 years, 8 years, 12 years.
Got it.
So he's paid $12.
Who does he sell the policies to, the flat earth?
Anybody that buys them. He said he had a spike in business because of the people that are going to storm Area 51. I started laughing. I thought that was funny.
Wow.
Yeah, so go online and see Alien Abduction Insurance. I think it's $19.99 for a digital copy, $24.99 for a paper copy.
Really?
Yeah.
Man.
And it's a one-time fee.
One time only?
One time only. And so that, and I guess that's some of the questions. Does it count for probing?
Yeah. Do you get extra pay for taking it?
Do I get more? So, yeah. Two claims were verified. One guy had, he said something alien. MIT professor said, this isn't from Earth. It came out of him. But because he said it couldn't, they couldn't prove it came out of him, that he just had it, that they still paid, but they weren't giving him like the, some special addendum that would have paid him like maybe 50 cents a year more.
Wow.
But. Yeah. I mean, I when I was probed, it was consensual. So,
really?
Yeah, so I was okay with it.
Is that because you had done that time in prison?
Oh, well, I try not to talk about that.
Okay. Sorry I brought it up.
Hey, that is why I asked my mom for Christmas for several years, please, Mom, soap on a rope.
Yeah.
Because I just hung it around my neck.
Yeah.
And then I had some guy use it as a ball gag.
Oh.
So, yeah. And it didn't taste good. You've seen Christmas Story.
Christmas Story, yeah.
It was just like, I felt like Ralphie.
Really?
Yeah. Well, when I had the soap, just.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've had that done to me.
Oh, I have. I got it done few times. So I learned, okay, don't say that to Mom.
Yep.
And yeah. I was a quick study.
Stop saying
because,
that to Mom.
Because you know what this is what my mom would do. She would do it on your tongue and scrape it on your teeth.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep.
Pulling it out, right? So they're leaving that stuff on the inside.
So there was, yep, on the inside of my teeth, on the bottom, yes.
Yep.
Oh, and so they, it's on my,
yeah, just getting it out of there is
oh, it
gross.
Was bad, yeah.
Yeah. That wasn't one of my mom's favorites.
Washing the mouth out with soap?
Yeah.
What was one of her top 10? The punishments of the blob.
I'm trying to, she came outside and attacked me one time.
Attacked?
Yeah, like swinging.
Nice.
More like slapping.
Yeah, I guess.
Which was funny because we talked about it years later. And she goes, I can't believe I did that. You could have kicked my ass. Yeah, right, Mom. I'm going to kick your ass.
Yeah, I never thought of that. Although I've never told you this, so we got spanked, so I got spanked all the time, not all the time, You know what? I was spanked 24 hours a day, yeah. 7 days a week.
I got, when you weren't on the rack,
when,
right?
When I got punished, I got spanked.
Yeah.
So my dad, you know, sometimes it seemed like he'd be irrational and, you know, go spanking crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm living, I'm out of the house. I'm trying to think how old I am. 20. So I moved out in 83. I think it was 83. Maybe 83. Oh, no, it couldn't have been 83. Had to be later than that. 86. So I think I move out in 86. And is that when the space shuttle blew up?
Yes.
Okay, yes. So I moved out in that year. And
okay.
Then I moved to another place, and I'm living at the other place. So we'll say it's 87. And my grandmother, my dad's mother, passes away. So we go.
She's in the Oakland house?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, no, I'm not living in the Oakland house.
No, I said, did she own it?
Yes. Got it. Okay. So I'm living with a couple, three roommates, and played indoor soccer, and 10 seconds left in the half, and I'm running back like a one-on-one thing, and I'm running back to defend. I guess I step wrong, break my ankle. I go in for x-rays, and they say, your ankle's broken. However, they say it's been broken already. I stepped wrong, and it just aggravated it, or they made it swell up, so they saw
it.
So they said it had been broken already.
And healed up, and then you just aggravated the crack.
No, I think it was just still broken. I think they don't think I broke it running just like I. So anyway, it just swelled up, and it hurt. You know, my friends are carrying me off, and it hurt, just like my leg wobbling. So I go to the emergency room, sit there for 4 hours before they do anything. They cast it. Within a week, I can almost slide out of the cast. I mean, that's how swollen it was.
Wow.
And it went down and. And I think I had that for 2 weeks, and then they put a soft cast on me, and I actually went and played soccer in Denver, and I wasn't starting because I was coming off of it's still technically probably broken, but they put me in because I was one of the better players, and I ended up playing, and we still lose.
Wow.
Well, it hurt, but I didn't tell anyone. Oh yeah, it hurts a lot. I don't know how much, I don't remember how much it hurt, but my grandmother passes away and I'm on crutches. So I get a ride to my parents' house, and we're going to go to the funeral home and, you know, see whatever. So I've been out of the house for a year and a half or so. Probably a year and a half. And I can't drive. It's my right foot, so I can't really drive.
Right.
I mean, I probably could have, but I didn't. I don't have a car yet. I still haven't bought a car.
Oh, okay.
So most of the time I get rides with friends, or I hitchhike, or, you know, whatever I do. And we're in front of the house, and I'm sitting in the passenger seat. My dad's in the driver's seat, and my mom's in the seat behind us, and we're in front of my parents' house, facing the wrong way on the street, and my brother's in a van, and he's facing us, and my dad says, "Is anybody ready to go?" I mean, I guess he's like uptight. Freaking out because, you know, his only mom died.
You should tell how significant that is if you ever met his dad.
He's an only child. His my grandpa, his dad passed away.
Oh. Early on.
Yeah, 66. I don't know. I want to say I was 5 or 4.
Wow.
So like 66, 67. I mean, I remember him a little bit. But he's really uptight about it. And he says, "Is anybody ready to leave?" And, you know, this is me. I'm like, Mr. Happy-Go-Lucky. Well, Sean is. Because he's sitting in a different car, and my dad goes, "Is that a joke?"
Oh, man.
Oh, hold on. Yes, you're about to get a great show. Is that a joke? And I don't answer right away. And then all of a sudden, bam, he backhands me in the mouth.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I went nuts. I just turned around and I just started throwing haymakers. Bam, bam, bam. And it was like nonstop. And after I have a feeling that until that point, he always saw me as a kid. And after that, he never raised a hand to me again.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm telling you, it was like, dude, I don't live in your house. You, it probably wasn't the best. I wasn't the best son.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I understand that.
But I
didn't take no more crap.
That was it. That was like the final straw for me. And my mom's in the back freaking out. And I'm like, and then I got out, crutched over to my brother's car and said, "I'm going with you." I said, "Whatever."
You know, yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say that I think, you know, everybody's got to have their parents realize that your kid is still your child, but they're not a kid anymore. And I don't think my dad understood that till that moment. That's what I think.
Yeah, it sounds reasonable. You know, I mean, that's kind of, you know, it's tough.
Well, you know, we always divided us into the older three and then the younger five, and I think the older three were like the crash test dummies for the rest of the family.
Oh yeah, I was sort of that way. But it's just me and my sister. But
right.
Still, you know, it was like for us, when it was punishment time, it was pee time. Because when you took that belt, that just whacked the urine right out of you.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I
used to hate that. Okay,
question. Well, okay. Oh, go ahead. No, go.
So, I was probably a year where I did that, you know, like when my mom attacked me, she said, you know, do something. And I walked out the door going like,
right.
And that lit her up. And I didn't know what, my dad was pretty passive.
Uh-huh.
I never heard him cuss once until the day I turned 18. I had turned 18 and I come walking through the garage and he was working on my sister's car and he let off with something happening and he just went off. And I don't know what it was, but at some point, he's standing at the garage door, you know, the big opening for the car to come in. And then across our front yard between our house and the neighbors was a fire hydrant, which was, you know, probably 50, 60 feet away. And I don't know what possessed me, but I said, we were arguing or something like that, and I said, and I'm down by the fire hydrant. And I said, you know what? You want to do something about it? Come catch me. Come get me. And my dad took 3 steps and was on me like stink of shit. I mean, I got that snot beat out of me. Well, I don't think I get the snot beat out of me, but he was, you might say, somewhat elevated in his punishment level at that time.
Oh, yeah.
So that didn't go real well. But I did learn how fast my dad was.
Okay.
So he was, when I was born, he was 30.
Uh-huh.
So at this point, I'm probably 18. So he's what, 48? Right? And I know what I was like at 48. I mean, I wasn't like the spry.
Right.
Giselle, you know, or I just wasn't. Apparently my dad was.
Nice.
Oh, man.
So you got the belt.
Oh, yeah.
How did you get the belt?
When you say, how did I get it?
Guess. What did they do with the belt?
Well, first they unbuckled it.
Okay. Cut to the chase.
Okay. Across the butt.
Okay. Did
bent
you...
over.
Okay. Yeah, that's... Okay, that's...
They wanted open range.
Okay, we got that.
Yeah.
But then this was the worst. But I could take
back of the legs. Yep, I got
that was the one where oh my. Yeah, that might
make your dick fall off.
That's the one I was gonna. That's what I was gonna ask, because usually it was on the butt. But
normally,
then
yeah.
Then maybe there was like. This is like extra bad. I did something horrible.
I used to think the same thing. It was like, did I get the legs because I did something above and beyond?
Right.
My station in life.
Yeah, I did not like that. So, okay. All this talk of punishment.
Yeah.
Makes me think that this music's gonna punish you.
Really?
Yeah. No, I don't think so. I think you're gonna like it.
Nice segue.
Yeah,
I like that.
This album is the 10th by this group.
Okay.
Also their biggest selling album.
Okay.
I believe. This is just going off the top of my head. I believe it came out in 1980. Might have been 81, but I think it was 80. I'll look and verify.
And verify and give me control. Okay.
It's I think you're gonna know who it is. The first two songs I put together.
Gotcha. Because
they kind of just run together. There's not a big break.
The first song is gonna be both of them.
Yeah, it's gonna be AD 1928 and. Oh, I'll just let you hear. You'll probably know who it is. You're going to know who it is. I think you're going to know who it is. I know you know who it is. But I think you're going to know. You will know before the album's over. Before the album's over, you're going to know who it is.
Okay. All right. I'm ready. I think.
Tonight's the night we'll make history. As sure as dogs can fly, and I'll take any risk to tie back the hands of time and stay with you here tonight. Seats and don't be late. We need your spirits high to turn on these theater lights and brighten the darkest skies here at the Paradise. We'll be right back.
I know the song. I definitely know the song.
Really?
Yeah.
Because that was not a played on the radio.
Are you sure?
Absolutely positive. Well, not positive, but so the first part, AD 1928, that's the part that you think you heard on the radio. Really? The second part of the song?
Oh, Rockin' in Paradise.
Huh. I don't think it was played on. I didn't think it was played on the radio. It might have been. But you know what? Hold on. Let me look, because I know it was saying something about one, two. Oh, that one. I guess you are right. Rockin' the Paradise.
Rockin' the Paradise.
Rockin' the Paradise went to, it went to number 8. Dude, you're right.
You know,
I don't remember hearing it.
I dug it.
I thought it was.
It was a good song. I liked it. I mean, that's why I remember it. You know, because I was like, "Hey, that's catchy." Oh,
I don't remember that one being. There's two more on this side that both of them I remember being on the radio.
Really? Okay.
But I don't remember that one being on the.
This. I want to say this band's got kind of a weird name, but maybe I may be totally mistaken.
Okay, when you say weird, what define weird?
Give me a minute to think about what I'm, the word I'm looking for. It's like a combination of two things that would be.
Okay. No.
Okay.
Nope. Now I'm going to tell you, I will give you, as we listen, I'll give you some clues.
Okay.
I'm probably not going to give you the clues till later.
Well, that's fine.
But I'll give you clues, and I guarantee you'll get it.
Okay.
I guarantee you'll get it.
I hope I get it before you even start giving them. Okay. Because something's triggered in my head about that song, and I go.
Yeah, I didn't realize.
Okay, so I'm sure that was too hard for what a Asia.
Well, that's a good guess, but not Asia.
Okay.
That's a good guess.
I think it was around the same time.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
But I think they were in separate camps. Asia was a bit softer than that was. Did you think Asia was harder?
No. Okay. I think this is fairly hard. Rock, it's...
Yeah. I know what you're trying to say.
They have several songs that I know you know. It's several songs on different albums.
Okay.
This one, I don't know why I picked this one because it came out my senior year. Let's see.
So 81?
Yeah, like I said, it either came out in 80 or 81, and it says... It was released in January of 81.
Okay.
So, I remember when it came out, and I bought it, and I'll show you the album when
we... Eventually, yeah.
Because there's something really cool on the album itself. I'll show you. I have, let me think, let me see, I think I counted 7 of their albums.
Okay.
Their first album was released in 72. 73. They released 2 in 73. Then 74. And then 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 81, and 83. And I have all those albums.
Do you really?
Yeah, from 75 to 83. And then I don't have anything after that. Just a little aside.
It's not Cheap Trick.
No. I've not played this group.
Okay.
I will tell you that let's after we hear the next song, I'll maybe give you a clue, but I think the next song, you're going to know who it is.
Okay.
That's what I think.
Okay, that's cool.
The piano, the drums, the guitar work, yeah. The breaks, the way they crescendoed and then stopped. I've always liked this group, and they have some slower songs that have been our hits just as much as some more up tempo. The last song on this side is extremely well. I don't know, extremely slow, but it's slow. But you're going to know that one too.
Okay.
So we'll play the next one. It's too much time on my hands. Do you know who it is now?
I can't think of the name of the band.
Yeah, like I said, I'm pretty sure you're going to get it without me giving you clues. So let's hear the next song.
Yeah, I'm sitting on this bar stool talking.
You've heard that song, right?
Oh, yeah.
I know you've heard it.
I've heard both of them.
Do you know who it is?
I can't draw the name out of my head.
Okay. I will say that they have three different people will sing. So the four songs on that song is the only one sung by someone else. The two before and the two after are both sung by the same guy. And okay. Then on the flip side, there's a different guy that sings along with the one that just sang, and then the other guy that sings. So three guys do lead vocals on this.
Okay.
At different songs. I mean, I can think of a half a dozen things I could tell you, and you'll get it right away. I'm assuming you'll get it right away. This was a concept album, and it was a theater. The Paradise Theater.
Oh yeah,
and it had its heyday in the early 20s or 30s, and so it goes from how it was everyone wanted to go to it to as you go through the album, it becomes more and more desolate and less people are going to the
venue.
Yeah, the artwork on the cover depicts the front cover has a theater with people all out in front. The back, it's all decrepit and in disrepair, you know, with the marquee where letters are falling off.
Yeah.
And I'll show you that too when you get the group. Do you want a clue?
It's up to you.
I'm going to give you a clue. So I'm going to start out obscure.
That'll probably help.
And you'll probably get it. The name of the band is the name of a river. So, you know, you can ponder that one for a while.
I'm going to have to.
Yeah. Well, I like I said, I can say a couple things and I'm sure you'll get it.
Right, right. Hold off.
Yeah. I want to wait because I know you know it. The thing I like about this band is I always thought they sounded really really tight. The piano, organ, synthesizer, guitar, the drums, the bass, everything just, and their voices, you know, very clear. You can, all their songs they have, you can hear their voices really, they stand out. They're a prominent part of the song. In all their catalog of stuff that I have, and there's plenty of songs you've heard that they've recorded that, you know, like I said, I have seven albums, and I guarantee you there's probably each album has at least one song you've heard. Yeah, when this one came out, I think I had three albums of theirs.
Okay.
It's
like I know the sound. I've heard it plenty of times, but I'm drawing a blank on the name. It's like,
yeah, if I told you what the river was, what you had to do to cross that river, you might, I think you have to pay.
I'm feeling more confused now.
You have to pay the ferryman to cross the river.
Got it. Yeah, I got it.
Do you know any other songs they sing?
I've heard a number of songs they've sent, you know, that they've put out. So, yeah.
So you know who it is?
It's Styx.
It is Styx. I knew you'd get it.
Yeah.
I mean, If I said that they sang a song about aliens, would you have got that? That's Come Sail Away.
Yeah.
They sing a song, one of the best dancing songs ever, Babe.
Okay.
Sweet Madame Blue, Grand Illusion, Crystal Ball.
Right.
So, this album came out. See, I'm glad you got it because now I want to show you. This album came out. Can you see it without your glasses? Okay, this album came out in
81.
My senior ball. This was this theme song. Paradise Theater. Paradise Theater? The Best of Times. That was the song, the theme song of our dance. I didn't go, so I didn't have to hear it.
Yeah.
But I think The Best of Times, if you listen to the words, it's about how things used to be and now it's bad.
Yeah, okay.
But see, you can see here on the cover, Paradise, Gala Premiere.
Yeah.
And it's got all these people lined up. And you.
Right, right.
Here's the backside.
Oh.
Temporary clothes.
Yeah.
What I wanted to show you. So if you open up, it's got all this. The lyrics and other pictures, Tommy Shaw, Dennis DeYoung, James Young, and John and Chuck Pinozzo, or whatever you pronounce their name. But
Pinocchio.
This is what I wanted to show you. So here's the album. I'm going to take it out of the sleeve. So side one, this is the side we're playing, side one.
Okay. Oh, cool.
Can you see that?
Yeah, yeah.
It's laser etched on the back side where it says Styx, and it's got this, it's got artwork around.
Yeah.
There's no label in the center.
Yeah.
I mean, it's black, just black, and you can see the etching, and it says Styx at top, and it's kind of like two statues and or mermaids maybe. Probably, they're probably mermaids. Yeah. I think they are mermaids. Because, anyway. And then it's Act One and Act Two instead of Side One and Side Two.
Got it.
But yeah, I like this album when it came out. I'm like, oh, and you know what? I probably did hear that other song. Probably did hear it on the radio, because
I would bet you did.
Because it went to number eight, and I heard the other two on there. I'm sure I heard this one.
Yeah.
I got an interesting story to tell you about Dennis DeYoung. I mean,
okay,
not really about him. But about somebody else and him. So if you're ready, we'll listen to the next song.
I am ready.
And it is... Oh, I guess I just dropped that. It is... Nothing Ever Goes As Planned.
The sun goes down tonight. You hit the same old clubs, rap that same old trash. That's right. You got them real silk shirts and them baggy pants. They go shoes in the colors that match. But the girls are acting bored and you're feeling like you're going to lose. GQ Blues. You get up every morning and you go to work each day. Been doing the same damn job for 10 long years this May. You've been working and saving for your Jamaican dream. Paradise is waiting across the sea. But when your plane lands, Montego turns to monsoon. You got the island blues, cause
nothing ever goes as planned. It's a hell of a notion. Even pharaohs turn to sand, like a drop in the ocean. You're so together, you act so civilized, but every time that things go wrong, you're still surprised. You've done your duty, you paid a fortune in dues, still got them Mother Nature's blues.
Cool song.
Interesting song. I like all the instrumentation in it.
The horns.
Yeah.
The saxophone at the end.
Yeah. That was, yeah, that I really liked.
Really clean.
Yeah. I mean,
I could see you not liking Styx.
You know, it's funny. It wasn't a band that I was like, oh, yeah, I need more of those guys. But every time they played something on the radio, it was like, yeah, that's a good song.
Yeah, I was going to say that I have Equinox, Crystal Ball, Grand Illusion, Pieces of Eight, Cornerstone, Paradise Theater, and Kilroy Was Here.
Okay.
One of my favorite songs that I love to hear is Come Sail Away.
Yeah, gotcha. Come sail away.
To my surprise, they climbed aboard the starship and headed for the skies. Come sail away, come sail. I'm just, every time that song comes on, we sing and crank it up because that's one of the few songs where we, you know, it's not something like Queen or Tom Petty that when it comes on, we all like, yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good song.
Yeah, so, you know, that's... I like their sound.
I don't have a problem with it.
I don't know how I discovered them, but once I oh, they sing... What's that song? The Hangman's Noose, the Hangman one? Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I cannot think of it. And of course, it's not going to say, not going to have any
reference.
Yeah. I think it's on Pieces of Eight. Let's see. It is Blue Collar Man. If it takes all night, impossible odds, keeping your eye to the keyhole.
Right, yeah, okay.
I want to be a blue-collar man. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I don't know. Just, I dig their sound. I really dig their sound. I was going to say that a few years back, the guy that played Sweeper with me in college got a hold of me and another player from our team. They were having a surprise 50th birthday party, and he lives in, I think in Cleveland, but he was coming out here. So we got together at a hotel, and it was probably like five or six guys from the team were there. And the Sweeper was the one that contacted me. So, you know, we got to talking, and I asked him, hey, I heard at one point that you were the ringmaster for Barnum and Bailey's. And he said, yeah, for a little bit he did that.
Interesting.
But what he said he was doing then, he said, yeah, I'll get a... Do you like Dennis DeYoung? Who's the guy that sings most of these songs?
Got it.
Yeah. He goes, oh, well, I'm his manager.
Really?
Yeah, or he books him, or he had something to do with his performances. So he said, yeah, do you want to come see him if he comes around? I said, sure, I'd love to.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if he's come around, and he never got a hold of me. I was on Facebook, but I haven't been on Facebook for several years. So,
got it. Okay.
So perhaps, you know, he couldn't
perhaps
find
he
me. And
out,
yeah. Perhaps he's never come out there.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, I thought that was funny when he... Yeah, I know who Dennis DeYoung is, because I guess Styx and them split up. They had some...
Creative differences.
Something, yeah. Because as I was looking, I think 2017, Styx put out a new album. I don't know who's on it.
Got it.
I didn't look. Probably Tommy Shaw and James Young. But I'm... Because this would have been before that, so maybe Dennis DeYoung got back... They all got back together.
It is possible.
So yeah, I like the way they sound. I like the way their songs are
crafted.
Yeah, they're pretty tight.
Yeah.
I know a friend of mine didn't like them after they did Mr. Roboto, Domo Arigato, and he was Japanese. He didn't like him saying Domi. I think that was his big. Why are they using that? So, you know, like probably how I felt when I heard Radio Gaga. I'm like, Gaga? Yeah. Why are they saying Gaga? That's like baby talk.
Baby talk.
Of course, I learned to like the song. I really like it now.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be a different name. We'll talk about that whenever that comes around.
Got it. Okay.
But
I'm down with that.
This I picked this album, like I said, because it came out my senior year. I listened to this a lot. I probably listened to this side more because I was honestly afraid that the needle would scratch up the laser etching. I don't know if it would or not. And I know I listened to the other side, but I was really afraid of that.
Wow.
Because yeah, I thought it looked cool. I thought it was totally cool.
Yeah, most definitely.
I mean, it's the only album I have, I think, that has that. And, you know, the albums that I have that have something... unique about them. I know. I have an album that I will be playing that's I think it's a master recording or something. So, and I paid like three times the price of a regular album because it sounds different. I was listening to it when I was recording it. Thought, yeah, I think this does sound, it sounds more dynamic than you know, the other album.
Got
or the
it.
Regular, you know, a regular album.
Yeah, yeah.
I have, you know, picture discs. I'm gotcha. Always afraid to listen to those because I don't want to screw up the picture.
Yeah.
They're not there. I don't know. No, anyway.
Technology.
Yeah. It probably doesn't do a thing. So there's one last song, The Best of Times.
Got it.
And this, as I said before, was the theme for our senior ball. and guarantee you've heard it.
Okay.
Tonight's the night we'll make history. Honey, you and I. 'Cause I'll take any risk to tie back the hands of time and stay with you here tonight. The world just passed us by, baby, I know. I wouldn't have to cry, no, no.
The best of times are when I'm alone with you. Some rain, some shine. We'll make
red. These are the worst of times. I do believe it's true. I feel so helpless, like a boat against the tide. I wish the summer wind could bring back paradise, but I know.
I told you there was something weird about the name of the band.
Yeah, it is. I almost said, when you said that, that's why I asked what you were going to, because I thought, well, it has no vowels. It is kind of a different name.
Well,
but then you said it was two together. I go, nope, you're on the wrong course.
But, yeah, I mean, I was on the wrong course, kind of getting that note, but I...
there was something about this band that I was right the way it's spelled.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if I'm not mistaken, it was probably one of the earliest bands to have a name that.
Well,
they didn't use the conventional alphabet.
But that's that's the River Styx. That's how you spell the River Styx.
Yes.
Not like STICKS.
No, I know that's how you spell the River Styx, but when you said that, I couldn't place that.
Well,
and I'm thinking, but it was an odd-looking name.
It is odd-looking.
You know, when you see it in its, you know, in its in all its glory. It's a river.
They picked it. It is, right?
No, I know. I'm not discounting that. I'm just saying, man, I'm thinking in my head, Colorado.
Your Frades?
Yeah, you know, I mean, the Nile, but every time I hit on a river, I'm like, well, that ain't it.
The Colorado. Yeah, the Mississippi.
Yeah.
They picked that name because it was the only name that none of them hated.
Really?
Yeah, I guess the names, it doesn't really say what names they picked. But
don't know what was in the pot.
Yeah, I guess the whatever their name is, Panzanos, those brothers, and Dennis DeYoung was their neighbor. They were playing when they were like 12 and 14 in the early 60s.
Got it.
So,
that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I didn't know they were brothers.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know they were neighbors.
Got it.
And anyway, I was looking actually to see what kind of rock they were. Progressive rock, hard rock, soft rock,
long rock,
pop rock. Yeah, I think there was one other one in there. Oh, arena rock.
But, okay, yeah.
See, now this, I like this kind of rock because it's got instruments, but it's not overpower. It's not, balls to the wall. This is what we're doing. I like that other, but I can listen to this longer.
Yeah.
This is more in the vein of like the Tom Petty sound,
right.
You know, nice songs, nice crafted songs, good lyrics, you know, maybe different instruments, but, you know, similar attitudes, similar style.
Right.
And like I said, I almost want to say I have the album 6-2 as well. Because I'm like, I think I have another one, but I was just looking off the, you know, because Styx would all be together.
Right.
And I was looking, and I'm like, oh, I got this one, I got this one. But I didn't see Styx 2. But then I know there's albums I have that are mysteriously vanished.
Yeah.
And I'm still unsure where they, I know I don't have them.
Yeah, where they are. You
and one of them is for I would play it if I could find it. Highway to Hell. I would play that in a heartbeat. I mean, I have it on CD, but I'd listened to side one. That's another one that I just played all the time. Highway to Hell. You know, the Girls Got Rhythm. Touch Too Much. I dug it.
You should see what's on my list.
Highway to Hell? No. AC/DC?
AC/DC.
Oh. I guarantee you, if you play it, you don't even have to tell me. No, I'll get it on the first.
Oh, I know.
I'll go, I know who this is.
Everybody knows that distinct sound.
Yeah, so this was Styx.
Thank you.
You know, am I
enjoyed that.
I've got a lot of stuff. I might end up playing another album by them.
Okay.
At some point. Well, I probably will.
Happy to hear it.
I'm telling you, like the next five solid, it's all stuff that like this, where I really like this.
Yeah.
The next five albums I'm playing are all like, yep, this is cool. This is stuff that I would crank up just listen and super really enjoyed it.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm
good with that.
I don't know what I don't know how the order's gonna go.
Right, right.
But there's, like I said, I have three. I said three. I think I have three that I set aside and a fourth one that I got to pull out. That is all stuff that this is. I like this and I like this.
Got it. Yeah, yeah.
So, and it's all stuff. This is all stuff, not like whatever that guy you played, Boz Skaggs. This isn't like that. This is going to be stuff that I'm not going to go.
Like.
I'm not going to play for you not to like. I'm playing because I liked it.
So, okay.
I'm just letting you know.
Not a problem.
Like I said, the next five or six things I play are all things that I really like.
Okay.
Except for maybe one.
I can deal
There's
with that.
One that I liked. It wasn't, but there's two songs on the side I did that I really liked.
Okay.
So it's not so much that I liked the whole that album, but I liked those two songs. But everything else, I got to play this one, and I want to play this, and yeah, so I'm. Looking forward to introducing you to some stuff that you may not have heard, or maybe you have heard.
Okay, I'm good with that. So, I'm totally good with that.
Yeah, I'm glad you got sticks too. Because I was gonna say this, and I don't know if you would have got it. What does a drummer use? That was gonna be my final clue.
Final clue. If I didn't get it with that,
yeah, because I was gonna say "Come Sail Away" or "Babe." If you've heard those songs,
yeah, I've heard the songs. So
I don't know if you would have got it now.
Yeah, I'm really thinking I wouldn't have because.
Well, you got it.
Some of the clues were pretty.
I gave you one clue. It's a river, and then I said you had to pay some guy to go across.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you got that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I thought I was going to say you have to put pennies on their eyes, but that's Boondock Saints.
Well, same thing.
I know it is.
Yeah, so.
I know it is.
I'd have got that easily.
So I almost went that way.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I almost went that way.
I'd have got the pennies part. Yeah.
I knew you would have known, but I don't know if you would have got sticks.
Why did I combine that with the river?
You would have said Euphrates.
No.
You would have said Mesopotamia.
I doubt it.
Okay.
I doubt it. I would have gone with the river Styx.
Thank you.
Sure.
Do you have anything else?
Say Boatman. Because he's the guy you actually had to pay.
Say Boatman.
Yeah, the Boatman.
Say Boatman. Boatman. Say goodnight, Boatman. That's who
do it right now. Do it right.
So do you have anything else?
I do not.
Say goodnight, Blob.
Goodnight, Blob.
Bye.
Later.